themselves as Mr. Bob Barker, who you just heard.
Play that again, please.
The Don and Mike Show.
And they'll say what they wish. Mm-hmm.
Remind me that, forgot to bring it in today, but I received a letter. A little note from Bob Barker.
He acknowledged receipt of the testicle cufflinks, saying thank you for the cufflinks, and he will wear them on air when they start filming the next part of Price is Right. I think they film like 30 episodes in 2 days or something like that.
He is a trooper, that man.
But I'll bring it in to show it to you tomorrow. It's better than the Julio Iglesias Christmas card. So at least we know Bob Barker did receive the neutered testicles that were made into cufflinks.
I thought it was very generous of you to send those. You had them silver plated, right?
Well, kind of, Mike.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of.
It was actually paper mache, wasn't it?
It was somewhere between paper mache and silver.
Silver!
And now, here is Robbie Bobby Boo.
Hi. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gregoire Stumpf and all the ships at sea. Say hi to America's favorite gay German apes, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, I'm afraid we're going to have to continue our discussion from yesterday about the gay planet of the apes.
Something funny, something works with the gay planet of the apes being taken over by Germans.
Yeah. But wait, first let's do this, the stuff that we do every day at this time. Hello and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide. Still be a best with one, darling. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara right here. That's why we still to this day call the Cotton Picking Don and Mike Show.
Ah, we raise our glass of schnapps to you.
Coming to you from the Y2K proper studios at WJFK in Washington, D.C. They have not replaced the many Y2K stickers that I took off the equipment yesterday.
Why should they do that? They wouldn't be that foolish.
Station being run to the ground right now by the Jackal, Ken Stevens. He reports the cufflinks who occasionally talks to Egypt Prostate.
Stay cool, guys.
There's the chain of command here. We do the show at least for a couple more weeks via Westwood One. They cleared the show on 63 affiliate stations.
Yay!
Over 4.5 million listeners. For that, we're eternally grateful. Now, listen, Mom, please take Junior and Missy. Put them away to the back of the room and watch out! Right there.
Oh, boy, Happy New Year.
On one leg, I whipped it out anyway.
Wow.
And there it is right there. Isn't that beautiful and marvelous?
That is right there.
I just whipped it out for you. Another major market opening of this big-time radio show. And here he is to my left and to your right, radio's Guy Birdsong. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, God. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz, back in his role as sweater guy.
Wearing a lovely, almost like a Southwestern pattern sweater today.
It's that time of year again. I'm back in the sweaters.
Was that sweater given to you by Dennis Murphy?
No, actually it wasn't. I think my family gave this to me. You know, you appreciate a good sweater more than anybody else, I think.
I think that's true. Nobody loves them more than I do.
And I'm wearing my first official squishy...
Can you hear that?
Yeah, that's the plastic. Plastic suit.
Are you, would this be like, on the island of Sardinia or Sicily.
The island of Dr. Moreau.
When one
fantasy
of
fantasy island.
One of the old Italian women loses a family member. She goes into mourning, and so she wears the black for like 10 years.
Oh, you mean I'm wearing the Packer stuff?
You're wearing the second day in a row, you're wearing Packer green.
Oh, no, this is just all the stuff I got for Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
And also because I still have my knee in this incredible big metal brace, it's easier to wear the plastic pants and just to pull them over the brace.
So it's just the new stuff that you got as opposed to maybe paying tribute to the Packers for a hard-fought season.
Yeah, for sucking so bad. You know, it's impossible to be stealth-like
right,
when you're wearing this because coming down the hall...
Sounds like Angela Lansbury rubbing her arms.
Her skin was flaking
right
off her hands as she was rubbing her cream into her hands, into her forearm area.
Giving herself a mini massage, creaming her hands.
Well, give me one of those tapes. I feel the need to relax at the beginning of the show. How about you, Mike?
I think it's a wonderful idea, and I think, you know, if we listen to Angela, we'll be very happy.
We haven't heard these in ages.
Ladies and gentlemen, TV's Jessica Fletcher. Here is Angela Lansbury.
I have a little routine that helps me...
Listen to her rub her skin. Her talons.
She's doing it right now. You can hear it in the background.
I give myself a mini massage with aloe lotion.
You hear that? Sounds like she's rubbing two pieces of sandpaper together.
It does.
I mean, you have to listen carefully to hear it, but it's there. Oh, back to the mini massage.
By doing this massage every day, I am literally staying in touch with my body. I can't help but be aware of whether or not I'm in shape. Once you've really examined your body, you have faced the moment of truth. Of course, we're all a product of our genetic heritage, and certain things we cannot alter.
Maybe.
But I do think that Self-acceptance is vital.
Vital.
Give yourself a break. There's something to like in everybody.
The beautiful Angela Lansbury.
And there's a lot to like in her body. Never let those tapes go. They're very rare. I tried to get that workout tape from my mother-in-law over the holidays. No longer. They're out of print. They're no longer available.
No, we used to have about a million of these. We have the Regis Philbin workout tape. Don't we have, who's that old bag from Golden Girls?
We have Michelle Getty.
We have her workout tape in here somewhere also.
She had kind of a hard edge on hers that I liked. It really was, you know, kind of a bodies in motion thing that I really got into.
Like Gilad?
Gilad, yeah.
Is that that guy's name, Gilad?
Here we are with our little pieces of rubber on the beach.
All right, just a little more workout, then we'll start the show. Here is Estelle Getty.
I'd like to correct the rumor that senior citizens are not having sex. We are.
Yeah.
We're just having a slow-up.
There you go.
Come to think of it, that's pretty good.
Yeah, baby.
I love her.
Beautiful.
I really
yeah, baby. And Rob, do we have the Regis Philbin tapes here?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I'll take a look for those because his workout is the funniest of all.
I love to give myself a mini massage. Okay. I believe that self-acceptance is vital.
Because, you know, Regis thinks that he's like Jack LaLanne. Any chance to take his shirt off.
And, you know, unfortunately, gravity and the aging process, you know, can't be accomplished by his little Radu weight workout because he loves to show himself in a tank top with it. And he is in great shape for a man his age.
Yeah, but once you get to be like, how old is Regis? 70? Once you get to be that old, you just always leave at least one layer of clothing on.
Because the skin, there are certain areas where skin will sag no matter what.
I don't think this is the tape, Rob.
No?
I don't think this is the one.
All right, I just called two disc jockeys in, Washington, D.C., Don and Mike, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and it is snowing like crazy.
No, that's not from his workout tape.
Keep looking.
For goodness sakes, keep looking for it, Rob.
Hi, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford.
And Regis Philbin.
And we're wishing you happy holidays, aren't we, Regis?
Absolutely. Happy holidays, everybody.
Absolutely, everybody, Regis.
Everybody, a couple of people I'm going to leave out of my heart.
Well, that's where we put everything. Goes Don and Mike.
Yeah, and because it was true.
Okay, well, we don't have the Regis Philbin tape. Listen, Regis and Kathy Lee's show, still on reruns, where they're doing that thing where they splice together a bunch of guests every single day where they have a theme.
Robo-boring.
So I did watch the Rosie O'Donnell show, and Rosie O'Donnell's show is now back on live.
Yes.
Oh, it is. And this is so funny that it's on live because... You know, she's not a good-looking woman to begin with.
No, she got a little puffier, too. Even though you didn't think she could get any more puffy, but she is.
She is robo-puffy. She obviously, like, doesn't have time to go get her hair done in the morning.
Yeah.
And listen to this. I wrote this down when I saw this on her show. This is such a goof. She started a chub club.
Has she really?
Where she's going to lose weight on the air. And she's encouraging all of her fat listeners, or rather viewers... Or maybe listeners, because I just watch it out of one eye and read the newspaper. I'm more a listener than a viewer. But she's urging them all to lose weight along with her.
The Chubb Club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Rosie O'Donnell is going to lose any weight at all. Here's the episode that I saw of Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
The first day that she announced the Chubb Club.
Right. I always thought Daryl Nichols was the president of that club.
No, it's different kind of Chubb.
Different Chubb. Okay.
Thinking
of something else.
Very good. She announces this big thing. I'm going to lose weight. I'm so fat, we're going to have the Chubb Club. Here's my first guest, John Travolta. And John Travolta comes out, and he brings her, like, a plate of ding-dongs and Reese's peanut butter cups, and she starts scarfing them down immediately.
Sure, she can't resist them.
You know, rather than a Chubb Club, she should have an ass class. Welcome to my ass class. Well, I just want to keep a running tote on this. To see how long it goes, how many days or weeks it goes, until they just drop the concept.
Sure.
Until it sort of just fades away.
It'll happen.
Yeah. Of Rosie O'Donnell, like, losing weight on her TV show. Right. If she could lose weight as fast as she's losing viewers, she would be like Hallie McBeal or Gwyneth Paltrow right now.
It's a shame she can't lose the weight because she really is so very beautiful under all that.
She's such a load.
She is. I mean, she's somebody who could lose 100 pounds and it would still be Rosie.
Well, you see her in a movie like the girl baseball movie that she did with Madonna and
A League of Their Own, right?
Right. And in that, she's pudgy.
Right.
But she's not totally blown out of proportion like she is now. Now she's like some kind of comic book character.
She's still got that oversized head, you know, that giant face that she's always going to have. And no matter how much weight is lost, that's the way it's going to be.
And no boobs. You know, you would think generally when women get real fat, well, it happens to guys too, especially football coaches like Bill Parcells and Mike Holmgren. But when women get big, huge, sloppy fat over 300 pounds, normally
you would think some of the weight would go to the breast area. Boy's body.
Roseanne, didn't she have breast reduction surgery?
Roseanne is a perfect example.
Well, you also pointed out that that one picture of Roseanne when she actually was thin, she had curves. She had an actual decent body under all that.
If you ever read Roseanne's book, and I did, about like when she lived in a trailer park and she was institutionalized and everything. They had pictures of Roseanne at about 18.
Right.
She's a total knockout.
She looked real good.
A total friggin' knockout.
Isn't she kind of like leaning up against something with just a t-shirt and underwear on?
Yeah. She's like doing a Dr. Laura Schlesinger pose.
Wow.
It's highly erotic.
Rosie, though, would not... I don't think even in her best day, it just wouldn't happen.
Well, somebody out there I know will watch and will keep track. Just let me know when she decides to drop the Chub Club.
The Chub Club. I just would have thought they would have put a little more time into maybe naming that group. The Chub Club.
And why is it they think now that her show is on live, as opposed to being taped like a day in advance, they think that that's going to break her out of her ratings doldrums, out of the slump that her show has been in for the last year and a half?
What will break her out of that is if she starts being funny again and stops believing that she's a diva, but that's not going to happen.
She could take a hint from Mr. Maury Povich, who is taking a hint from Mr. Jerry Springer, because I did log some time today with Maury Povich, and listen to this. This was the cruelest show ever. But I watched it. I watched every second of it.
What kind of cruelty were they permeating on it?
People who have been disfigured.
Oh.
Like an accident.
Right.
They had a woman that had her whole face torn up in a dog fight where a dog went after her.
She had the glass eye?
No.
Okay, that might have been yesterday.
It might have been yesterday. Let me know.
We watched the same thing. It's sick.
Did they bring her out like with a bandana over her face?
I only saw it halfway through it looked like one side of her face had been ripped off and reconstructed.
This might have been a later contestant on this.
They brought a friend of hers out.
The one that I saw was they had this woman back.
Who wants to do that when you can have a natty bow and enjoy a big plate of crab?
Go down to Little Italy, huh?
Little Italy, right down by the Inner Harbor. Go to the aquarium and then have some fun in town.
All right, thank you. No, we got our winner already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Rob loves the old stuff.
Hello. He's part of my show.
He thinks it's the most fun in town.
Best bit in town. Best bit. Said the crabs, Natty Bay, Orioles. Those coats that Robert Irsay ripped us off and took the team right out of town. Big TV guide. Biggest TV guide in town. Hello, Baltimore.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Welcome back, guys.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to compliment you on the... you were rerunning the Ray Romano interview last, I think it was the day before you guys came back.
On the best of, yes.
Yes, and that was hysterical. I honestly thought it was Ray. I had not heard that show.
Oh, you mean the bit where Mike was Ray and Raven's brother?
Yes.
I thought it was the real one that we did because we really interviewed Ray Romano out in Los Angeles.
Okay, now this was when Mike was doing both voices.
No, that's great. That's a good bit. Everybody
was. That was an excellent bit.
That's the best bit in town, Mike. Still
watch
fun. Ray and his brother. Ray and his brother, Rob.
For a long time.
Yes, two guys in town.
Definitely did, you know. Robert was answering Ray's question accidentally.
Robert talks to Ray. Ray talks to Robert. Fun, fun, fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, when's Dennis Murphy going to call in? I haven't heard him yet this year.
I do have news for you about Dennis Murphy.
You know, and when you said that to me during, I think I asked the same question during the commercial break. And you said that, and I had a real mixed emotion about it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that bodes well for Dennis in 99. I'm not sure.
All right, here's the news about Dennis P. Murphy.
Very good.
Our number one fan.
Yes.
Our station in Sacramento, KHTK, has inquired as to whether Dennis would be available to go out there to do a live broadcast on Valentine's Day to go skydiving on the air.
Dennis, on Valentine's Day, jumping out of a plane.
Skydiving.
Fantastic.
I mean, they also want him to do something like take listeners on a ski trip to Northern California, but they mainly want him to jump out of an airplane.
He's a big skier, I
think. Live on the air. There's a guy that could be the ski race and be Dennis Murphy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the news. We haven't heard yet from Dennis in this year of 1999.
Oh, yeah.
the last year of our existence before the Armageddon.
Dennis Murphy.
I'm sure that now that he knows that there is some interest out there from KHTK in Sacramento.
Yes, there's something, another thing that he can take from the show. He will be probably making himself available very quickly.
As the year of Murphy recycles and starts all over again.
Yes, new features with Dennis Murphy for the year.
And that wasn't us saying, hey, listen, let's send Dennis out there.
Right.
That's KHTK called up and said, hey, we've got an idea for a promotion. We could sell this.
Oh, it's great.
How about if Dennis Murphy comes and skydives?
Dennis's new adventure. And every year, I guess, it just when we get tired of Dennis, it seems like a new adventure pops up for him.
You bet.
The decade of Murphy.
Also, when are you guys coming back to Lafayette, Louisiana? I'll just hang up and listen, because it makes it taste good.
He was very proud of that.
Oh, when are we physically coming back? You're not allowed to ask us that,
right? I heard a rumor that Rosie O'Donnell kicked Dennis out of the Chubb Club.
He doesn't get one. I love Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling from Sacramento, and I'm just saying, bring him on. We're ready for him.
Oh, Murphy?
Bring Dennis on.
Boy, it sounds like you and your friends are like going to wait for him at the airport and beat him up.
Probably.
I'd be too bad if that happened.
I love Don Mike.
I'm
He gets off the plane. He's all excited.
Hello.
Well, what are you doing?
Hello.
Stop it.
Don.
Yes, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Don.
Bobby.
What are you doing, Don?
Bobby. Hey, don't forget. The big clock says, Brewmo Seltzer. Downtown Baltimore,
hey,
huh?
Have a nice big brim.
When you go to the Eddie's games, they sell them pistachios.
Pistachios? That's what I saw them selling a whole bunch of pistachios right up next to Boobs Barbecue.
They sell pistachios for like $3 a bag.
Oh, they're the best pistachios in town.
They're the best pistachios in town. And if you buy three bags, you can get a free blow job.
You know what my favorite cereal is?
What's that?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Cheerios are the best cereal in town.
Hello, it's Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. The best show in town.
Show in town. I'm 27 today. I want to know if I can get a birthday spanking.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, great spankings.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sounds great.
How old are you today?
27.
No, not the ice pick, Robbie.
I moved past
the ice pick.
Will you be utilizing the frying pan in 99?
Yes, I'll be beating this from the dash of the frying pan. You're going to be using the hams again?
Yeah, the hams are here. I just taking them out of their work gloves.
Now, what is your first name, darling?
Michelle.
Michelle, and how old are you today?
27.
Okay. Can you pull your pants down?
I can do that for you.
Do that now.
Sounds good. Got them down.
How about your underpants?
Oh, okay, I can do that too.
Oh, the year we start afresh.
Sounds good.
Pull down your underpants. Me so horny. I really am. You know, I haven't had sex with my wife in 1999 because she's been
you
sick.
You haven't? Really?
Nah, she's been sick and my legs have been hurting and stuff. And
it's a week. Oh, that's not good.
I've been shut out in 99, man.
Well, wow. You need to get some.
I know. Me so horny. Buzz so handsome.
Do you think in terms of the year, the new year, too, the first time in the new year?
I just want some. Yeah,
I just want some.
Yes. I just want some.
Just gonna do it all the way.
Kid libido taking charge here.
Me so horny, Mike.
I don't blame you. I mean, that's for you. That's an eternity to go without it.
I bet you're ahead of me, aren't you?
I am. I happen to be. I happen to be able to. Only one time, though.
Oh, only one time. First place?
Yes. No, I think I'd be in first place.
Oh, mm-hmm. I meant just between me and Mike. Oh. I know you do it like a
rabbit. But I thought consciously prior to about, you know, it's 1999. This is the first time of 1999, and it made it... Made it as good as it always is. Wasn't anything different.
Is that a total victory for your side?
Total victory. Best time in town.
Okay, Michelle, if your pants are down?
Yes.
And your underpants are down?
My panties are down.
Okay, Harry Valentine time. Here we go now. Mayor's in the place. I swat your ass in the frying pan. One. Two. Good.
She's alive.
Three. Four.
That's right.
Five.
Oh, my
six.
God.
Finally, some respect.
You're enjoying this.
Seven.
Oh.
Eight. Nine. Best spanking in town. Ten. Go, Donnie, go. 11. 12. What do you want, the frying pan? Say it. Say, I want the frying pan.
I want the frying pan. Give me the frying pan.
13.
All right, Mike, bring out the hams.
Ah, here we go. Let me produce my calloused axe handle right here.
Okay.
Ready? Where were we? Number 16.
16. 17. 18.
Somebody else moaning in the background there.
19. 20. 21. 22. 23.
Look at that.
24. 25.
Wow.
26. And 27.
Oh, boy. Time to go chop down some more trees.
Here I am beating your ass with frying pans, and Bronny pulled out his hands.
I think you simply worked her into a frenzy, Doc.
Yeah,
radio is such theater of the mind.
You pull out your friendly manicured fingers, Mike.
Here they are. Oh, God. Well, happy birthday.
Boy, I tell you, if they only knew the really violin player's hands.
Spank my ass and call me Charlie. Well, spank my ass and call me Charlie. Isn't this exciting?
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to know what the H stands for in Jesus H. Christ. And in Baltimore, it's not Little Italy, it's Little Italy.
Italy, that's right.
I think didn't we cover this H in Jesus H. Christ
before Christmas?
Before Christmas,
that's
right?
Conversation, that's right.
I think it stands for homo.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I'm just remembering that story that buzzed on the news about the homo Jesus.
The play, right? There was a play?
Yeah, a play in New York City. A
couple of plays now.
Oh, no, you're not going to start that again, are you?
God, no.
Hello?
I can't hear New York City anymore and not think of Rob.
It comes
on a commercial and I hear New York City and I just picture Rob in the background and it's going, New York City!
I understand that the gay Jesus was a big fan of the gay Planet of the Apes.
Of course.
With the Germans.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday when Buzz was doing the news, one of the things I do admire about you, Buzz, I'll give you a compliment right here.
That's that.
Is you are able to focus.
I try.
You are reading a story.
Right.
About, like, Clinton being impeached or something.
Whatever.
And me and Mike, we're doing our own separate thing over here.
Right, and he perseveres. He keeps going, and he will get it. He will get, not only will he get the story in, but he will go back and get the story perfectly in its entirety.
Buzz is over there trying to tell us a story about something important in the news.
Right.
But me and Mike were busting the gut thinking about a movie called Gay Planet of the Apes.
Right.
And all of the gay apes would be commandeered. They would be run by the Nazis from Hogan's Heroes, like General Burkhalter and Major Hofstadter.
Hofstadter, and you were doing Hofstadter, and I was doing Burkhalter, and it was, you know, along the lines of,
we have to make sure all of the apes in the army are gay. Now, all apes stand in front of me and pull down your ape pants. That's a great idea, Major Hofstadter. I love this new planet, Gay Planet of the Apes. Male, female, all the males together, all the females together, that is the way we are organizing you on the Gay Planet of the Apes.
We don't know where it came from, but it was funny to us.
We started talking about Charles Heston during a commercial.
And Roddy McDowell.
And Roddy McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about if Roddy McDowell was gay or not.
Right.
And then we talked about Planet of the Apes. And then we started talking about
Gay Planet of the
Apes.
And then somehow Hogan's Heroes came into it.
As they always do.
They always work their way in there.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry. What did you want to say?
How y'all doing?
What?
What was that? I'm sorry, Mr. Pause. What is it?
Hello?
Yes.
I was calling to see if you got our Christmas gift.
What would that be, sir?
We shipped you a container of gentleman's relish.
We received about 5 containers of gentleman's relish, so if you're one of those people that sent us that from the Dean and DeLuca catalog, we thank you.
Was that what it was? Please tell me. Please, God, tell me that's what it was.
Yeah, it was the anchovy-based product.
Ah, yes. Right. A delicious anchovy paste that's great on toast.
Well, my wife likes it.
I bet she does.
Okay, thank you.
He's just loving it right now. They got it. They got the gentleman's relish.
Yeah, about 5 people sent us those things. They're sitting up on the desk in the office if you want to take one home.
Has anyone at all sampled them?
And they're all still hermetically sealed. Hello?
Don.
And Mike.
Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Really talking to Don and Mike? This is so cool. Today I went home.
He just geeked because he was so excited to talk to us.
So excited to talk to you. I went home for Christmas, to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And when I saw the movie Fargo,
yeah,
I watched it with my mouth wide open because people don't talk that way. Till I went home for Christmas and realized everybody does talk that way.
Yeah, we were in there. You know, when you visit that state, and we visited Minnesota a few years back, that's the way they talk there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else about Minnesota? Maybe the whole state of Minnesota, not just Minneapolis. Too damn friendly.
Yes.
Remember that? To the point where we were annoyed by it. And, I mean, normally you don't get annoyed by people being just plain friendly, but they were just so out of the way being friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Smiles like, hi, where are you from? Yeah.
Yeah, you look like you're lost. Can I give you directions? It's like, go away.
Oh, yeah, nothing but the weather. They have to talk about the weather.
Welcome to the Twin Cities there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this morning, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, look at that. Looks like the storm's moving in, eh?
Oh, hey, yeah. Look at that. We got a professional wrestler for our governor. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My governor can beat up your governor. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks.
Yep.
Okay, see ya.
Take care.
Bye.
I mean, that was a real friendly goodbye for a Minnesotan.
Hello. I think you're just visiting Minnesota, right?
Oh, that's right.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Did I miss the explosive diarrhea CD yet?
Now, did you listen to yesterday's show?
Yes, I did. I need another, more diarrhea.
He's requesting, Don, commotion.
Please, hit me with the diarrhea, the one with the echo in the tub.
Is that the one you want to hear?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me give you a couple of different ones. Now, there's Slippery When Wet, Air Strikes, Cute and Sassy from the Assy, Long and Distinguished, Commodition, Simpa...
I'm thinking the long one.
Long and Distinguished?
We're talking... brown cabin diarrhea.
Okay, we don't need more detail.
Flat. Okay, all right, well. Oh, hold on, that's the wrong cut. I'm sorry.
Commotion, I think people that are not fans of that humor actually come over to our side and actually enjoy that.
I'll play that one then. By request, a long distance dedication. It's the best one we've ever had.
It is. It truly is. It stands alone. It builds.
Oh.
Oh. I feel like I'm in the airport already.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh!
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 Mmm! Oh! Disgusting.
It's great.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Man. Man, let's have another glass of tomato juice. Oh! Sounds like the Henry Hyde version.
Oh.
Brother, can you spare a dime?
This is a big, long cut.
You're part of the bunch. This is one individual?
Yeah. This is Cute and Sassy from the Assy.
It is Cute and Sassy. Wow.
Let me play the one that says Airstrikes,
okay?
Airstrikes, cut number 91.
That has personality. Oh, man. A cast of thousands.
We've installed a microphone. Invented trips bathroom.
What do you mean? We've installed a microphone in Linda Tripp's car. Just driving around. Doing a few errands. Thanks for coming, Mr.
All right. Here's cut number 90, Slippery When Wet.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. It's our newest CD if you're just tuning in. Actually been nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Sure.
Better than all that garbage that was nominated.
True.
All right. Here's one that says, Telefart Answering Machine.
We've switched Miss O'Donnell's regular coffee with freeze-dried Folgers. Let's see how she reacts.
Hello, I can't come to the front right now. I'm in the can.
No, I don't like that one.
I don't like that one. They should have no vocals on there.
But let me give you this one. It's
this instrumental.
Sympathetic finale.
Okay.
Another one with potential, I think.
Absolutely. WJFK sales meeting.
This is Jeff Shrinsky of the can.
We just stalled a microphone in Eric Bickle's back.
Good morning.
Show. This is like the grand finale of a fireworks display. It was performed by this chanting monk.
Bravo! Bravo!
That is quality.
That is beautiful.
The quality might surprise you.
I love that CD. And we haven't heard all of the individual cuts.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are named Donald Loves Daisy, Toadstool, Goo Goo Doo Doo, Lawnmower, Trumpeter, Dueling Buttholes, Rip Roarin', Hot Air Balloon, Donut Cream Filler, Rectal Bismol, Would You Like Ketchup With That, Laurel and Farty, Anus Madness,
Would You Like Ketchup With That,
Wet and Wimpy Packing Tape, Sphincter Stinker, Tonya Farting, Monica, You Is Stinky, Bottom Burp, Jurassic Farts, Touche, Men in Brown, Greatest Friends, Bowels of the Titanic, Ready, Set, Blow, Colin Powell, Slow-Mo Blow, Nice Try, Oprah Wind Free, Gas Hole, Alien Encounter, Forest Bump, Slide Trombone,
Man,
Feces Pieces, Heart of the Bumblebee, Tuna Melt Madness, Bean Dipper, Clucking Chicken.
Wow.
Number two with a bullet, Heidi Hiccup. All of those individual cuts we've yet to hear.
So we have not heard at least 60% of what's on that CD.
Oh, more than that.
Really?
We've only heard the elongated cuts.
Yeah, we're so fond of those, we're playing them to death.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Martha from Lexington Park.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that I have a 5-year-old in the car that is just dying at this CD.
That's our,
he thinks it is so funny.
That's our target audience. That's, but our target audience is actually 35-year-olds with minds of 5-year-olds.
That would be me.
Well, what is your son's name there, Martha?
His name is Nathan.
All right, let me dedicate this one to him.
Okay.
I'll play him the one that says, it's a quick one now.
Okay.
Donald Loves Daisy.
Donald Loves Daisy, kind of a tribute to Donald Duck.
Okay.
Three seconds long. Here
okay.
you go.
Very duck-like.
All right. Let me give you another one. How about Tonya Farting? I guess it's kind of a tribute to Tonya Harding.
Now, see, I don't know why I got that name.
All right, here's the one that says... That one is Monica's You Are Stinky.
What a wonderful recording. Hey, could you play one request? Do you want to catch up with that?
All right, hold on. Let me find that. That was cut number... Hold on, let me take a call and then I'll find that cut. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
I wanted to find out if you guys got my Christmas card. It was, I was just up with Monica, my husband was Bill, with a photograph.
Were you naked outside of that?
No.
Isn't another one. Didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, well, thanks for sending it to us, though.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Next time, send us a naked picture. We always get those.
Yeah, they always make sure they get those to us.
Okay,
thank you. All right, now, Mike, it's a quick one, cut number 47. Would you like ketchup with that?
Yeah, I just like the title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. How about Dueling Buttholes?
All right. This would be two people, I would guess.
Cut number 25.
That's a chuckler.
How about James Brown Stains?
Here it comes. Oh my God.
So
Some of them don't sound human.
Here's one that's called Cheese Dog. Some of the shorter ones will come in and help us.
Absolutely.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, nothing.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
I just think this CD is so funny, that one long one that you had, the end of the can.
Yeah.
That's the clear winner. Everybody loves that one.
Oh, it reminds me of my dad. Every time I hear that, I can just smell the stink coming from
it. Oh, dear. Childhood memories.
Oh, yeah,
me too. Well, my dad would take the classified section for the Washington Post
in the morning.
In the evening.
Ooh.
When you got home from work,
right?
He had a routine, man. One martini as soon as he walked in the door.
Right.
He would chug that one. My mom had to have the next one in the freezer waiting for him. Then he would take the classified section, go in the bathroom, and this is what we hear.
Restaurant, anywhere, he's like a seagull. One fish in, one fish out. He goes and
eats, goes
to the bathroom, and you hear that sound every time.
And that's a bonding thing with your dad.
Oh, yeah.
And so you both laugh at it, and you laugh at that forever. That's great.
Every time.
Oh, there you go. Tribute to your father.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, Don and Mike.
You're very welcome. Last call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, is that person hung up?
That was his father calling.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you could dedicate one of those to my dog. He's sitting here in the back seat of my truck, just cocking his head at the radio, just getting down a real hoot over there. He's loving this.
Yeah, the dog's enjoying it, too.
Oh, yeah. The dog's just sitting here, like, cocking his head at all the
noise. They like that because in most cases, dogs don't make the sound.
That is true.
You get the smell.
What is your dog's name?
It's Shaka.
Shaka Khan?
No. Shaka Zulu.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't either.
Oh, it's the king of the Zulus.
All right, well, here's your dog's requested fart. Cut number 87, macaroni and squeeze.
Awesome.
There you go.
To my money, anytime there's a little moisture in those, it just makes them funnier.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gotta go. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I heard about your trouble with Baku. Thought it come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's fought you.
He's my old student. The fights with you, monks, they've all been killed. It was Baku and his gang.
Where's Baku now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What do we do?
As for Baku, he with him as you think fit.
F.U.F. Ball, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're going to play a game here. Not right now, but sometime before we get to the Buzzcast. All right, we'll play a game. This will be a program reminder on tomorrow's show, the 1999 return of Charlie Stasso. Love you, Charlie.
Charlie!
Also, the Pickle the Frozen until they scab and bleed tomorrow. Phil Sims.
Ooh, yes. New York Giant now. Well, who's he broadcast for now?
CBS.
Used to be NBC. It's CBS now.
He'll be on the show with Rupert Marski, and we'll have a new low budget Jeff RD for you.
All right.
Tuesday, we only celebrate Elvis twice a year on the show, when he was born and when he kicked.
Seen a little Elvis lately on TV, too, you know, as they commemorate the memory of the king. Right?
Tuesday is one of our semi-annual shows. This time is it the birth or the death, Elvis? It's the, Rob, it's the...
Well, thank you for calling me, Elvis. It's his birthday. He would be 64.
Plus tax.
Hey, man. I'll be 64. Almost ready for Social Security.
So next Tuesday, even though Elvis's actual birthday is like sometime over the weekend,
Friday.
Right?
Friday.
Well, we're too busy to do it on Friday. So we pushed Elvis's birthday tribute show back to next Tuesday.
I wonder if Elvis tonight.
And we announced today, Las Vegas-style show, first one of the year, February 11th, Pedonia Station in Baltimore. We hit the stage at 9 o'clock.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
And oh, yeah, we're broadcasting live from the Super Bowl the end of this month, and we're giving away a free trip to go with us, and you'll hear the toe-tapping touchstones for that in just a couple of seconds. I got a bunch of wacky stories here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to call at least one of these people. 53-year-old cover-up. Man says Germany and Japan actually won WW2.
No.
Okay, that's, hey, you know, you could make a case for that. Barcelona, Spain. Man plans to produce feature film. First ever zero gravity sex scene.
Wow.
Okay,
like Apollo 13 meets Debbie Does Dallas.
Like that. Dutch TV airs X-rated Teletubbies spoof.
Dutch, those Teletubbies take a lot of hits lately.
Mm-hmm. Got this one, too. San Antonio, Texas.
Van creates invisible underwear.
Yeah. I'm wearing it now.
Oh, are you doing that?
You're not wearing underpants,
no, I'm wearing underwear today.
You know, I would think after what you went through that you probably would get in the habit of wearing underwear.
No effect.
You know?
The two are not connected in any way.
Yes, so you think.
Mm-hmm. Would you be concerned that if, God forbid, anything ever happened again like what happened to you before,
right,
you wouldn't want to go into the doctor's office, the emergency room, without your underpants, right?
You know, that may have happened the last time I went in, but I was unconscious and never had to face any of those people again.
Was anything cut off of you?
Did they say, you know how, like, trauma center, like in the ER,
yeah,
they cut the clothing?
No, they cut the clothing away.
I think it was all recovered, intact, as a matter of fact.
Imagine that, though. I'd just like to be the guy in there. Buzz is unconscious. His colon has just exploded. You undo his pants, you go, oh, my God, this fellow doesn't even have underpants on under his dungarees.
I'm sorry, I can't operate here. I can't please remove him from the ER.
One less thing to remove. Hold on, let me give you this first. Did I say that? These are just a bunch of quotes from 1998.
Okay.
Stupid things that celebrities said.
And they do say a lot of stupid things.
Okay. Here's what David Hasselhoff said about the popularity of Baywatch.
All right.
Herr Hasselhoff.
Herr Hasselhoff, good guy.
He'd be good in Gay Planet of the Apes.
Oh, maybe he'd be the lead. He could be the lead ape.
Germans love him. For some reason, David Hasselhoff is to Germany what Jerry Lewis is to France, right?
Absolutely. Move over, Harry Hamlin. There's a new leader.
We saw his videos over there.
Really?
On Viva.
Yes.
The Knight Rider. All right, here's David Hasselhoff's quote. And I went in and said, this is what he said to the producers, if I see one more gratuitous shot of a woman's body, I'm quitting.
Right.
I think the show should be more about emotional storylines, morals, real-life heroes. And that's what we're doing this season.
Oh, hey, yeah, please.
Man.
Hasselhoff.
All right, here's Raquel Welch. And these are all supposedly legitimate quotes. These are all real quotes from a book called Celebrities Are Stupid.
Okay.
Raquel Welch on knowledge.
Good.
I was asked to come to Chicago because Chicago is one of our 52 states. That was a quote. She said that before a Cubs game in 1998.
I'm it's our new first lady.
Let me see. Okay. See if you can guess who said this was right.
Okay.
It's not that I dislike many people. It's just I don't like many people.
That's an idiot quote. That is so many people do it. So it's got to be somebody who's curmudgeon-y, somebody who's naughty, somebody who's nasty. Madonna?
No, Buzz.
Al Lewis.
Bryant Gumbel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. God, that is so dumb.
All right. What basketball player said this?
Okay.
Did I visit the Parthenon? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Parthenon. Right.
I know what it is. Did I visit the Parthenon during my trip to Greece? I can't really remember the names. We went to so many clubs. What stupid basketball player said that?
Rodman?
No.
Buzz? I'm out on this one. I don't know.
Shaq. Shaquille! P-E-R-I-O-D-E. Remember he tried to spell period? He couldn't spell period, right?
He made another famous quote.
All right. Here's what Dolly Parton said.
Okay.
On being charitable.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in my cosmetics line. There are plenty of charities for the homeless. Isn't it time somebody help the homely?
Oh, thanks, Dolly.
Man, thank you, Dolly Wood.
Okay. That's not stupid as much as it's just crass.
Yeah. I got a Christmas card from Julio Iglesias,
mm-hmm.
And here's a quote from Julio Iglesias.
He's in there.
I think a man can have two, maybe three or four affairs while he's married, but that is the absolute maximum. After that, you're cheating.
Thank you, Julio. Thank you for enlightening us. I didn't know that those were the rules.
All right. Here's what Batman had to say. This is Adam West.
Okay, the TV Batman.
I'm still a little disconcerted when I'm asked to sign a lady's bosom. It's a challenge to write my name on a quivering breast without using my other hand to steady it.
Now, that's a good one. I like that. He's a good guy.
All right. What rock and roll star said this?
Okay.
I've always been the one to push and shove and say, sorry, that's it, darling. Goodbye. Take 20 Valiums and have a stomach pump, and that's the end of it.
Gene Simmons.
No.
Buzzy?
Tommy Lee.
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart!
I'm breaking up with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Okay. Here's Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way to introduce her.
kind of a round move by face, though.
Is she the one that the Van Pattens took under the wing, or is that Yasmin Bleach?
That was Yasmin Bleach.
I get those two confused. They look similar.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
In college, I slept with a couple of guys, like we all do. And a couple of girls, like we all do.
There you go.
Then I got to New York, and it just blossomed into this sensual creature.
Oh, I like that quote.
Let me see. Here is... Oh, Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
I catnap now and then, but I think while I nap, so it's never a waste of time.
Oh, screw you, Martha.
What a bitch.
Everything she says is garbage.
She's so full of it. Let me give you just one more. You'll immediately know who's... Oh, no, here's two more.
Okay.
Cindy Crawford said this. They were doing a full back shot of me in a swimsuit. I thought, oh, my God, I have to be so brave. You see, even I hate myself from behind.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just heard that because she said she hates herself from behind. That's why they put her in there.
And most people wouldn't, though.
Yeah, I think that's what they were kind of going for there.
Think they were shooting for that emotional virus?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they get dirty people.
Why else would they put that in?
I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense unless you think of it in those... can you read it again, please?
They were doing a full back shot of me in a swimsuit. I thought, oh, my God, I have to be brave. See? Even I hate myself from behind.
So you're not thinking as far as looking from behind.
No,
thinking...
like having butt sex with
it. Thank you for clearing that up.
And finally... You're going to know who said this immediately.
All right.
I'm just going to run the clock on you to see how long it takes you to figure out who said this.
All right.
I'm sincere. I care what people think. I listen to answers, and I leave my ego out the door.
Jerry Lewis.
I don't use the word I.
I'm really curious.
Larry King.
Hey,
Larry King.
It had to be some incredible egomaniac that was going to make a quote like that.
I'm really sincere. I care about what people think.
Oh, God.
I listen to answers, and I move my ego out the door.
Of course. That's why this quote sounds that way.
And you notice he says, I don't use the word I.
Yes, like
he said I to say I don't use the word
that's
I.
That's perfect. That's Larry.
Let me count in this quote.
Good.
He says, I'm sincere. I care about what people think. I listen to answers. I don't use the word I. I'm really curious.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
He says I 6 times in this quote. And the last thing he says is, I don't use the word I.
That's Larry. That's 100% Larry.
Well, anyway, that's from this new book called Stupid Celebrity.
And I'm still thinking about Cindy Crawford. I don't know why.
I'm sure that's how they met him.
Yeah.
Why else? All those other quotes were very, well, not very funny, but at least they were amusing.
Mm-hmm. Even if they didn't mean it that way. We mean it that way. And that's what really counts.
And that's not right. If you're a first-time listener to this show, I want you to know something. That butt. Don't have any fun with that butt.
If you were going to do that type of thing for the very first time, there would be probably a lot worse choices you could make.
Oh. That's awful. To have sex with somebody's butt. If you're just listening to this show for a first time in one of these new cities we're broadcasting, mm-hmm. I want to tell you something right now. That is an exit, not an entrance.
I love it when you preach.
Well, really, Mike?
I know.
That's somebody's butt.
Yeah, I know, and it offends the whole concept. It offends you, and you're often wanted to tell people about that.
That's right.
Go ahead. I don't think you go far enough when you talk about that. I want to tell you, America needs to hear it. Thank you, Robert.
I'm a sexual person.
We know that.
I enjoy regular sex with my wife. I've done it in 1999. Hopefully that'll be remedied tonight.
I certainly hope she's getting that message today.
But never in my 40 years on the planet have I ever had sex with another person's butt. Because out of your butt comes human waste.
Like Elvis,
and there is something that is foul, evil, and bad about having sex.
Oh, what is it? What happened to me?
What happened?
It's only 45 seconds off.
Oh. With somebody's butt. And I really mean that.
I know you do.
I swear to God I mean
I
that.
I know you do.
That's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
You ever want to torture me? Any of you people out there that hate me? You ever really want to torture me? Make love to my butt.
Oh, God. You should
tie me up
that.
Somewhere and make love to my butt.
You be careful what you ask for.
I'm not asking for it.
I know.
I'm asking for it. So you really want to torture me?
Anything to do with the butt.
Yeah.
Torture you.
I don't like touching my butt or other people's butts. Mm-hmm.
Kissing butts?
Well, now, scratching.
I use a pencil.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
And then,
I don't touch my
now feet. I'm going to gag right now. I'm doing that little video play in my head.
I don't touch my feet, and I don't touch my butt.
Do you use the pencil or throw it away after you do that?
I leave it here in the studio.
Oh, God. For the Weekenders to chew on.
By any chance, about a number two pencil?
Oh, God. What a bing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I hate butts. I mean, they're nice, but they're not for sex. God didn't make them for sex. God made them for poops.
Hello? That's as cut and dry as you can get it.
Hello?
Sometimes dry.
Hello?
Sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Is this me? Oh, okay. Hey, I wanted to tell you guys, I think I have a different interpretation of the Cindy Crawford quote.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think she was talking about butt sex at all. In fact, I mean, that's a nice interpretation, but I think what she was saying is like, oh, boo-hoo, even I don't like how fat my ass is.
She didn't like her butt?
Yeah, like, oh, even though I'm a supermodel, I still think that, you know, I was nasty, you know, from behind, and I, you know, like, I'm just going to kill her. Because she has, like, a little tiny bitty butt. And she's just saying, like, you know, see, all women have this in common.
Are you a butt lover? Are you a butt lover?
Well, I love my butt. But her butt I don't love.
How do you weigh in on the subject that we've been discussing?
I don't want to take it in it. You know, I don't want to take it in the honey. But I like to look at my honey. And I like closer to touch it. In fact, while in New York recently, I just bought a pair of vinyl pants, which I've gotten many a compliment on.
See, there's nothing wrong with accentuating your bottom,
yes,
buttocks, while you're wearing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom could be a nice thing to look at.
You are attracted to the bottom.
Yes.
Like most men would be.
Yes. But this woman is a whore.
Oh, yeah.
A common whore.
No. She said she doesn't have any interest in that.
I'm just kidding.
She likes to wear clothing. What are you wearing right now? Just out of curiosity.
Black knee skirt, white tights, and a pink t-shirt.
Oh, my.
But you don't. No, you're right. You is a whore.
Listen to that
outfit. Listen to that outfit. A pink t-shirt, black mini skirt, a professional t-shirt.
Well, like, it's not, like, made out of, like, knit. It's, like, one of those ribbed kind of, like,
Are you wearing, with the white pantyhose, are you wearing anything else or just the white pantyhose?
Oh, well, they're kind of, like, cream-colored tights, and then I have black shoes on with, like, kind of chunky black shoes.
Nice. Are you wearing Spice Girl shoes?
But any, no underwear?
I have my underwear on over my tights.
Okay, well, all right, that's fine.
So, it was a big sex dress this morning. It was,
Were you like a cocktail waitress or something? What do you do for a living?
Me, I'm a social worker.
Really? Of course. Oh, man, the troubled family that gets a visit from you would be very lucky.
I work with old people.
Oh, you do?
Right.
I sure hope the girl with the white tights and the black miniskirt and the pink t-shirt shows up. Last time she was wearing panties over her white tights.
Code blue! Code blue!
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. See, when you start doing that preaching, I'll tell you, you start getting the phone calls from the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
People want to weigh in on the subject.
There's only one thing the butt was made for. You eat food, you digest it,
yeah,
it comes out of you. The only answer is as basic as I can make it. There's a bunch of guys in this room who kind of violate my laws.
And I think the important thing is
kind of violate my laws.
I have never actually partaken of that in that specific way that you were discussing.
You enjoy touching, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say I'd be lying.
Touching a bad place.
I would say that I'd be lying if I said I didn't do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, and Buzz would weigh in on that.
That's also true for me.
In the, the heat of passion when, you know.
Oh, how can you do that?
Aerobic, rubbing.
Someone you love.
It's clean, it's decent.
How can you do that? How can you do that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah,
certain things I really mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Now, I know you don't like answering his personal questions. Just answer this.
But on this subject,
question.
I will, because it's okay. I know it's fascinating.
When you mention
this, I have a theory on that also.
as
vehemently as you discuss this issue, you bring it up an awful lot on this show.
No, because I know it gives us big ratings.
I'm
going home at night talking about butt sex.
I am prepared to answer your question on this subject, however briefly it may be. I'll make exceptions to the way, you know, normally I Yeah, I'm already starting to fumble because I get very uptight.
When you mentioned that during the act of love that you will take a finger and put it in a bad place, are you putting your finger in a bad place on yourself?
Oh,
you're a special honey.
Oh, my God. Never on myself. No, absolutely. Right. I you know where that's been. No, absolutely not.
So on your honey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse. Buzz, what about you?
Yeah, same. Yeah, I would say that's the same thing.
Mark?
No, not on myself.
On myself?
Yeah,
what the hell? What are you,
I don't have that kind of flexibility.
Oh.
Myself.
And they let you do that?
Not really. Not as often as I would like some people find that very sensitive.
Ugh. Rob?
I have no comment at all.
No comment at all.
That means guilty.
Yeah.
That means guilty.
Guilty as charged.
It's,
okay.
You know, it's, and as I say, you know, under the guise and in the heat of passion, but I think it's very important. Well, myself, no.
It goes back to finding the bottom attractive, which you just admitted that you find it
around. If that was, you know, pleasurable, I'd do that a lot more often around here.
Oh. Yeah, I like looking at the butt.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I don't want to put...
Well, I think that's where it starts, perhaps.
Oh. That's gross. That's the grossest thing.
Buzz and I are both in a situation now where, you know, as you take it that one step further, I retreat, as you would do with me, because we are in very dangerous territory.
Yes,
and I just like to give very brief, clipped answers to, you know, that I speak to the facts. I don't like to go into a lot of detail.
Right. Christ. I can imagine me trying that with Frida.
What the hell are you doing? You might be very surprised.
Oh.
See, I think that, you know, you might just in the heat of passion.
Rob,
I don't think so, Mike. Just looking at Rob.
Hey, Charlie. Charlie Boyne.
Oh, yes.
You should have seen him look up to the sky and go, oh, no.
Yes, please.
Come on. No. Simply answer this question. You ever done that?
No.
Good man. Good man. He knows what the third cutter's worth. That man is lying.
Hello.
He's lying.
Yeah. I know he's lying.
Hello.
Send us a very ugly turn just
goodbye.
Then.
What, Charlie?
No, I'm not lying. Not even after a very good shower.
Really?
No.
Really?
Okay. No.
Okay.
Good man.
Okay.
I knew you'd light up on the good guy's side.
All right.
Hey, Charlie. Relax.
What?
Get out of here.
I agree.
Listen, let's change the topic.
No, let's.
We will come back in a moment and pick one of these wacky stories.
Oh, what you're doing?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Jeremy Palmer speaking for the Don and Mike Show. And asking, are you ready for some football? The Don and Mike Show is giving away a super VIP trip for two to Super Bowl XXXIII. The prize includes airfare from D.C. to Miami, Florida. Ground transportation, interior accommodation, lots of goodies, and of course, tickets to the big game. Just listen to the Don and Mike Show to qualify. And one lucky kid wins the trip to the Super Bowl. It's provided by Subway. Subway has 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, the way a sandwich should be. And it's all courtesy of the radio team that has great penetration. The Don and Mike Show. This is Jeremy Coleman speaking.
Listen to me now. I did not have sex with John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Good night, and thanks for watching.
See, now all the lines are lit up, and I know why.
Sure.
Well, you know, I think people want to talk about certain things.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
So, which one of you hasn't had butt sex?
Me,
Don. Well, technically, neither one of us.
Oh, neither.
I mean, you're talking about full-fledged, you know. I don't know whether you've weighed in on that. I hate to put you on the spot, but I mean, you know.
Please do, though, Mike.
No.
Hold on. Let's get the answer from Buzz. Hold on a second.
I'm sorry, Buzz. Buzz, I hate to leave you out there, but, man, I'm curious. It's my curiosity.
Give me a tip, and hold on. Let's do a side bet on this, please.
Okay.
I bet that he has.
I'm going to go with you on that. I'm going to say probably yes.
So he has the voice for it.
Anybody want to? Rob, what do you think? Has he or hasn't he?
Just for fun, I'll go $1 against Buzz.
Okay. I'm saying pitching, not catching.
Bless you for that.
Yes, I. All right, so Rob, you're going to bet just for sport that he did.
Uh huh.
Buzz,
I'm going to have to say yes.
Yes.
You're an honest man, Buzz Burbank. Very good.
And I'm not surprised.
There you go.
I can't believe
can't believe I said that.
You know, the weight of the world has just been lifted off my shoulders.
Somebody worse than you, Mike.
It's on mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Buzz Burbank right here.
You the man, Buzz.
Right there, Buzz. Well, that'll end this year's telethon. We've reached our goal.